Epilogue. Thoreau and the IDEA Assessment. Andy lives in Concord, Massachusetts, not far from Walden Pond, famed hangout of Henry David Thoreau. You can't pass by the pond without wondering occasionally about Thoreau and his life there. A replica of his little cabin, hardly bigger than a monk's cell, sits just off one of the town's busier local roads. These days, the trail around Walden, which passes by the original cabin site, is a pleasant place for a walk or jog. A public beach on the shore nearest the road fills with swimmers and sunbathers in the summer. Everybody around Concord seems to have an opinion of Thoreau, seeing him as either hero or hypocrite. Acolytes point to his writings, especially Walden, and his record as a proto-environmentalist. He studied nature when most Americans were hell-bent on subduing it. Detractors chortle about his frequent walks to town. It's a mere 2 miles from the pond to Concord Center, and his reliance on family and friends. His mother sometimes did his laundry, and Ralph Waldo Emerson, his lifelong sponsor, owned the land on which he built his cabin. If the critics see him as a proto-anything, it's a hippie slacker. If you look beyond the clichés, you learn that Thoreau was neither of those things. He had elements of both. He did love and limb nature, and he had no interest in being hogtied to the respectable trades of the day, doctor, lawyer, teacher, minister. He wanted to write, following his curiosity wherever it took him, though his days in town were split between the family pencil-making business and the gardening and carpentry that he did for Emerson and others. Neither a hero nor a hypocrite, he was something else, in our appraisal. A prototypical idea hunter. As he famously put it in Walden, "I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived." Thoreau is one of the most brilliant figures in the history of American literature, a writer and thinker whom many have described as a creative genius, and a solitary one at that. But a closer look at his life and habits reveal that his ideas didn't come from just sitting alone in his cabin or staring at the foliage. Thoreau had ideas because he went looking for them. He embodied the 4 IDEA principles in this book. He was, interested. He moved to the pond to experiment with living what philosophers call an examined life. On his walks in the woods, he collected specimens to share with the Harvard professor Louis Agassiz, one of the fathers of American paleontology. On his visits to town, he borrowed books and read newspapers and engaged in conversation. His sources of information were, diverse. He studied everything from land surveying to ants to ice floes. He invented a new means of making pencil lead. He was insatiably curious, looking for ideas to further his gig, which was to live simply but fully. He was exercised. He wrote 7 drafts of Walden. He lectured on his ideas, trying them out on audiences before writing them down. His books, essays, articles and poems fill 20 volumes. He was agile. He constantly put himself in the flow of ideas, shifting from lake to town, from books to nature, from contemplation to practical pursuits. And he developed his ideas not in his own brain or in his cabin, but in close conversation with other members of Concord's extraordinary literary community. These included Emerson, Louisa May Alcott, Nathaniel Hawthorne, Margaret Fuller, and others. Henry David Thoreau is the last of the idea hunters you'll meet in this book. You've encountered many others and learned how they've committed themselves to capturing, organizing, sharing, and using, and reusing, ideas. You've seen inventor Thomas Edison fill 2,500 notebooks with the results of his searching. You've heard how retailer Sam Walton swiped insights from competitors, visiting their stores and quizzing their employees. You've learned how choreographer Twyla Tharp collected her sources and ideas in cardboard boxes so she'd never forget them and could quickly access them. Now it's time to test yourself to see how you're progressing in the hunt. After you finish the following quiz, you'll have a score, a number from 20 to 100. The questions are grouped thematically according to the IDEA principles. There are 20. For each, rank yourself on a scale from 1 to 5, and then add up your answers for the final tally. A perfect score, 5 times 20, is 100, just like in school. Once you've got your score, we'll say a few words about what it all means.